Hello, this is the Exotic Set, Al speaking.
Oh, hi, Al. Sorry to call you so late. I know you guys are closing in like 3 minutes. We had a green, I think it's a rainbow parrot. I don't do birds. I don't know. Found in our backyard, and he doesn't have a leg band on. I tried calling the Dacobin RSPCA, and it's like I'd have better luck fucking finding Santa Claus, to be honest with you. So he's safe at the moment. Is it all right if I come over in the morning to see if he has a microchip? Just I don't want you waiting there on a Friday night.
Yeah.
So I just have to wait for the car because my husband's got the car and there's no...
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway.
So if you wanted to send through a photo to our email, and I'll let you know what species it is, because if it's a native animal, then it won't matter if it's got a microchip or not, if it's, you know, just a wildlife, and then we can still look at it. But if it's a stray bird and it is a non-native that is a companion animal, you should also be able to bring it into like any 24/7 emergency, and they'll also be able to microchip it and try and find the owner as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about you.
He's
perched himself on my shoulder, and I'm like, okay, that's where you're decided to stay.
Well, he's probably a companion then. But if you wanted to, if you were happy to kind of keep him overnight, then you can bring him in tomorrow. We open at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and we'd be able to microchip him and see what we can do for him.
Beautiful, no worries. I've also put him up on the Moreton Bay Lost and Found to see if someone might recognise him and go yes or nay. But the only worry that I have with that is if someone random would just go, oh, yeah, he's mine. And because, as I said, there's no leg tag or anything, and I've got no way of proving it, I just don't want to give out a random person someone else's
definitely.
Bird.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, if you have posted, then don't mention anything about the bird, like if there's a leg band or not, because that's going to be one thing where people say, yep, it's got a leg band, and if it doesn't have a leg band, then you already know. So, if you are posting, that's completely fine, and you can hold off with replying until you get the microchip number and that kind of thing, because then it'll have the exact name and the owners on there. So feel free to bring it into us. We can scan it for a microchip tomorrow, and we can go through the steps after that.
All right, beautiful. I might bring him in first thing tomorrow morning. So.
Yep.
Just thought I might give you a call and give you the heads up instead of me just running popping by and be like, hey, I found this thing. Yes, well, actually, my daughter found it.
No, that's completely fine. And we open at 9, so if you wanted to give us a quick call at 9 a.m. just to say I'm coming down with a stray bird, then that'll be completely fine as well. So no issues if you come in tomorrow. We can go from there and go through the next steps depending on if it's got a microchip or not.
All right. Is there anything specifically I'm not supposed to feed this thing? Because I've had budgies and parrot and lorikeets, but I have never had looked after a parrot before.
Ring neck or something like that, yeah. So as long as it's not onion, avocado, garlic, chocolate is another one that's toxic, you can feed most other fruits and veg. If you still were unsure about the specific fruit, if it's toxic or not, like AI is really good with just saying, let's say to feed an apple, just say apple bird toxicity. Obviously, apples are not toxic, but if you needed to question it because you're unsure, then just do that. Offering it water and like an assortment of fruit and veg overnight should be completely fine, and then we can see it in the morning.
I've already done that. I've given it water and some I had some walnuts in the cupboard, so
he's
smashed down those because I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're safe.
Yeah,
okay, beautiful. Just want to make sure I'm not killing someone's bird.
No, you're doing everything right so far, and we can have a look at it tomorrow.
No worries, thank you so much.
Awesome.
Sorry to call you so late.
No,
have a lovely
fine.
Weekend, and I'll pop by tomorrow.
Thank you so much. You too. We'll see you soon.
All right. No worries.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.